This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A United Nations panel of experts has released a key report with the latest scientific information on climate change. The report provided what it called a severe warning about the impact of human activity on the planet ahead of a UN climate summit this November in Glasgow, Scotland. Almost 200 countries have signed up to the landmark Paris Climate Accord, but since the last report was published in 2013, scientists have increasingly been saying that a goal of cooling the Earth by 1.5 degrees Celsius is probably now out of reach. They say warming of more than a degree Celsius has already taken place, and further rises in temperature are locked in due to the emissions already in the atmosphere. More than 80,000 people have been evacuated because of heavy rains and floods in the southwestern Chinese province of Sichuan, state media reported on Monday. Water levels at major rivers in the province were above warning levels following heavy rainfall from Friday to Sunday. One reservoir in the city of Dazhou exceeded its flood limit by 2.2 meters, according to the official China News Service. It said more than 440,000 people have now been affected by floods in six cities across the province. And Nagasaki is marking the 76th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of the city. At 11:02 a.m., the moment the United States dropped a plutonium bomb in 1945, Nagasaki survivors and other participants stood in a minute of silence at Nagasaki Peace Park to honor the more than 70,000 lives lost in the explosion. This is VOA News. Two back-to-back international meetings are being convened in Qatar this week to press Afghanistan's warring parties to resume peace negotiations and reach a deal before the Afghan conflict spirals out of control. The diplomatic effort comes amid dramatic battlefield advances by Taliban insurgents, even as the United States continues airstrikes in support of embattled Afghan government forces. It also follows last week's warning by the United Nations that the war in Afghanistan has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Diplomatic sources tell VOA that U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, and his counterparts from Russia, China, and Pakistan will meet in the Qatari capital, Doha, on Wednesday. That meeting will be preceded by a meeting on Tuesday of Afghanistan's immediate neighbors. Russia, the United Nations, and the United States have also been invited to Tuesday's meeting. The goal of both discussions will be to seek a possible common ground between the two Afghan adversaries. The U.S. Senate pushed a $1 trillion infrastructure package over two more procedural hurdles Sunday night, with the final vote on the measure expected Tuesday. The votes show solid support for the spending bills that would help repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges, expand broadband internet service, modernize rail and public transit systems, and replace dangerous lead pipe drinking water infrastructure. The infrastructure package is one of President Joe Biden's top legislative priorities, in part to show voters that the White House and Congress can agree on bipartisan efforts to benefit the country at a time when politically divided Washington lawmakers are stalemated on numerous other issues. People in France on Monday now need to show a health pass showing full vaccination or a negative COVID test to enjoy usually routine activities such as sipping a coffee in a cafe or traveling on an intercity train. It's a plan championed by President Emmanuel Macron to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 infections and encourage vaccination. And two spacecraft are set to swoop past Venus within hours of each other this week, using the maneuver to do a little bit of bonus science on the way to the center of our solar system. The Solar Orbiter probe, operated by NASA and the European Space Agency, will swing around Venus on Monday. Around 33 hours later, a European-Japanese spacecraft called BepiColombo will do the same thing. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.